Okay. This is the Pacific National Board meeting, August the 25th. And we'll now have the secretary to call the roll.
Yes. Aaron, KPFK. Grace, don't hear you. Alexander, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Bethune, KPFT.
He's coming.
Brown, WPFW.
Here.
So these messages are the telephone number, and I will get back to you.
Excuse me, we're doing the roll call, and whoever has a radio on or whoever is not speaking, please mute. Thank you. Casnade, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Crozier, KPFT.
Are we still on? Can't hear anything.
Crozier, can you hear me?
Anybody else there?
He's on, but apparently can't be heard. You may want to recall him.
I can't hear anybody.
Yes.
I'm marking Bill Crozier as present. Edwards Teeker, KPFA.
To simply leave your message, press 1.
Brian's here.
To hear it, press 2. To re-record the message, press 3. If you need something else, press 0.
This is Bill. I'm back. Not sure what happened.
You're recording a message. To simply leave your message, press 1. Otherwise, to hear it.
Michael, do you know what that is? Whose phone that is? All right, let me go back. Crozier, KPFT.
Yeah, here.
Present. Edwards Speaker, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Fuentes, KPFA.
Present.
Present. Gammon, Uhura Radio Affiliate. Gammon? Can't hear you. Goodman, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Cobrin, KPFA, present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Novick, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Mwangaza, WMXP affiliate.
Couldn't reach her. I'll try again.
Patel Adams, KPFT.
And yes.
Present. Pinchback, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Roberts, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Sorden, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Margie.
Who?
I'm sorry, can you wait? I'm calling the roll. Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Present. All right, let me just go back. Aaron, KPFK. Bethune, KPFT. Gammon, Uhura Radio Affiliate.
Uhura.
Present. Nwangaza, WMXP Affiliate. Okay.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6.
Okay, Chair, 16 are present. That's quorum. And is Brazan, IED, Lydia Brazan on the call?
Well,
sorry. Sam Agarwal, CFO.
That was Sam's voicemail that kicked us off. I'm trying again in a minute.
Okay, we'll proceed, and I'm sure they'll come on in force. My name is Tony Norman, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. We're now officially convening. Technically, this is a continuation meeting from August the 4th, and any item added to the agenda would require a two-thirds vote. The only issues we'll be discussing are the things that are left on the table. But it'll require a two-thirds vote. Do we have timekeepers? prepare some housekeeping matters.
Sorry, only 30 seconds left to finish this recording.
We have any timekeepers?
We're at the tone, and we will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
If you get some volunteers to...
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I offer to take time for speakers, but can you ask members, please, to mute their phones if they are not talking?
Okay, could you mute the phone if they're not talking? Adriana has volunteered to time the speakers, which is 90 seconds per person. Anyone to do the issues? Volunteers. Any volunteer on the subject matter?
Bill, I can do it.
Okay, and I want to really remind our timekeepers to stay close to the clock and keep abreast of the time. And if there's any debate, the official person who's going to decide it is the timekeeper. That's how we're going to resolve it. Okay.
Janet,
yes.
May I? Okay, so several things. First, the agenda is the approved agenda that was sent out today. So the numbering is different than the draft agenda from August 4th. So it's the approved agenda that the items should be following. Second, I have a question about excused absences that did not, we didn't do that. And then I'd like to make a motion.
I'd like to, I was just about to get to excused absences. Do we have any requests to excuse absences?
Yes, excuse absence for Grace Aaron, but Grace Aaron asked if she can be called again on her home number.
Oh, because she's trying to get on the line, so I guess we don't have, she's trying to get on the line if Michael can call her. But I guess we don't have any other requests for excused absences. Okay.
To send your message now, press pound. To mark the message private, press 1. To mark the message urgent, press 4. To hear your message, press 5. To re-record, press star.
Okay.
Can somebody call me on my home number, which you have in numerous emails, or text me on this number, but I need Grace's other number. I don't have it. I only have one number for it, and it didn't work.
Okay.
Michael, I just emailed you. I emailed it to you, Michael.
Okay.
This is Janet again. I had motions.
And Bill for the stack.
And I have a question.
Yes, Janet. And Bill, what's the nature of you're getting on this? We don't have a snack, but what's the nature?
Well, I think there was an error in the draft agenda sent out for this meeting. We finished the IED report last time, and the CFO report was next. So it should be the first thing tonight, I believe.
The Secretary, could you respond to that?
Yes, there were the as I stated in the email, or in the in this agenda, that item 4, which were two motions, was not done in order. So the IED report was done before those two should have been covered. So they should be next before the CFO report.
What she's saying is there were items we skipped, there were two items added to the agenda that we skipped before we got to the CFO report. And so we do have to take care. They were first in the line of order from the last meeting. Okay.
So, Brian. All right, so
I have a question.
May I?
I have an agenda that seems to say that every single item was completed during the August 4th meeting. I don't understand.
This is Janet. May I respond?
Okay.
So the agenda that you got, it's not every single item. It were items
see.
That...
Unfinished business. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So may I continue with my motion?
I'm taking points of information. I thought I heard Brian or others. If it's a point of information, order.
Can you hear me, Tony? Can anyone hear me?
I didn't hear you. Serene, is it?
Yes.
But yes, is it a point of information or a point of order?
Yes, it's a point of information.
Yes, what's your point of information? What's your question?
And I'm sorry, Jen, I'm having trouble downloading stuff, so I didn't see the agenda. The motions that you're referring to, are they my motions?
Yes.
I think it was only one that we didn't get to.
There were two.
There were three altogether, so it would be two. Thanks.
Okay. Yes, Janet.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. At the point of order or something, is Grace on the call?
Yes, because I'm here.
It's the same number I called you.
Yeah, I know. There was something wrong with my phone. We fixed it.
I'm also here too, Michael. Nancy. Thank you.
Okay. Janet.
You sure? All right. Two things. One, I noticed a motion regarding the retirement plan and needing to correct the motion that had been approved in November 5th. So correct it with the plan name and also to update the trustees. So I move to add that item before the CFO report.
I second.
And how much time do you have?
Five minutes.
5 minutes. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to adding that item? You said before the CFO report or after? But
before.
Okay, is there any objection to that? Okay, without objection.
And then the other one?
What's the other one? I didn't hear but one. What's your other one?
I move to untable what is now item 3D, which is the second 2016 election payment motion. And that was tabled on August 4th. I moved to untable it and address it also before the CFO report or after the retirement plan motion.
Was there a discussion on that? Was there a second? I'm sorry.
Point of order, Brian.
Yes, Brian.
I second.
You take a motion off the table, it comes up immediately. If she wants to assign it a place on the agenda, that takes two-thirds.
Okay, so we've been told that it comes off immediately, so if you're going to assign it to that particular location, we're going to have to take a vote on it for two-thirds unless there's an objection. So where are you recommending it?
Well,
everyone mute their phone.
Okay, so I would like to take it up now, then.
Well, I don't decide where on the agenda you're going to put it.
No.
I move to take it off the table now. I mean, so as Brian said, it would be next.
I'm sorry. May I ask a question?
What's your question?
Okay. Since we're in the middle of agenda, I'm speaking. Sorry. Since we're in the middle of agenda setting, can now be agreed upon to be immediately after the agenda is set rather than literally in the middle? I didn't know we could take something up in the middle of an agenda setting.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
This is not agenda setting. There's nothing on the agenda that is agenda setting, so it's just...
What is the section of the agenda that we're in? Sorry.
Technically, it's not agenda setting. We're about to go into our continuation agenda, and we had some amendments that Janet, the secretary, wanted to add, and that's where we are.
Well, the kidding.
And so you're requesting to do that after we finish this, to bring up the election costs, is that correct?
You're asking Janet, me?
Yes.
Right. First item I wanted to add to the agenda, which was approved, was already taken care of. But this is a motion to take something off the table, and as Brian said, it would have to go immediately, and so that's what I'm recommending.
Okay. Was there a second to that?
Point of order. This is
Adriana second.
Okay.
Who is that point of order?
Margie.
Yes, Margie.
So what I don't understand is what does it take how many people have to vote to take something off the table?
Well, it would take 2/3 to put it where she wants to put it. And if she's taking it off.
No, that's not true.
No.
It's Brian, simple majority to take it off the table, Margie.
Thank you. That's all I wanted. Thank you.
Okay. So we'll vote to take it off the table. That's a simple majority. And then it goes through another vote on the location. The
I'm
time.
Sorry. I have another point of order. Is a motion to table debatable?
It's not a motion to take it. She's taking it off the table.
I mean, a motion to take something off the table. Is that debatable?
It's not.
Thank you.
And
do we understand?
Janet, point of information or
yes,
point of
Janet.
Something. So it's my understanding that if this is approved to be taken off the table, it is addressed immediately. So there would not be another discussion about where to put it.
No,
unless somebody else.
No, we'd first have to vote, I guess, to take it off the table, the majority vote. Then we have to vote on where we're going to discuss it. You're saying
that's not what Brian was saying.
Was that Adrian?
Tony, can I explain?
Yes.
Brian, you want to take it?
I don't want to get Adrian.
I can hear, but you can hear me. So can you unmute me or just call me back?
But somebody call Bill back, Michael. And,
okay. I'll just drop me and call me back.
Your point of order, and then we go to Brian's inquiry.
Now, I'm sorry. Let Brian explain it. I will repeat what he said. That's okay.
All right, Brian.
Yeah, the thing already had a place on the agenda, and when it came up, we tabled it. This is a continuation of that same meeting. So when someone makes a motion to take it off the table, that means we take it up immediately.
Okay.
If someone wants to assign it to a specific place on the agenda later on, that's adjusting the agenda. That's 2/3.
Okay. So we have the motion pending to take this item off the table.
Request for information, Bill.
I'm sorry?
This request for information.
Yes, Bill.
Where is it on the agenda? I can't remember. It was tabled, but I can't find it.
May I answer?
Yes. 9098. Everyone mute their phone.
Okay. It is under item 3, which is on the second page, 3B, Roman numeral 3B.
That's,
and it's appendix C.
Oh, okay.
Simply hang up or press the pound key for further options.
Okay. Everyone heard the motion has been seconded. Is there any objection to taking this item off the table? Okay, no objections. Take that off.
Brian objects.
Brian objects. Okay, we'll go.
I don't want to keep loving shit in front of the CFO report.
Right, Margie too.
Okay, we'll go to the vote. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Pass. Bethune.
Got knocked off the call.
Brown. Hello? Jim Brown. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Simply hang up or press the pound key for further options.
No. Edwards Teekert.
Nope.
No. Fuentes.
No.
No. Gammon.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Excuse me. I have a point of information. If this doesn't pass now, can it be requested to be taken off the table after the CFO report again?
Yes.
No.
Oh. Excuse me? I didn't...
Yes, it can be requested to be taken off the table at any time, as long as it's on the table.
We vote no now, we can vote yes later. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I vote no.
No. Cobrin, yes. Novick.
Abstain.
Abstain. Ramgaza?
Not on the call.
Patel Adams.
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
Yes, we've wasted more time than the
yes.
other need.
Sorden.
Abstain.
Abstain. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Alexander, you passed?
No.
No. Bethune didn't hear you? Brown didn't hear you? Nwangaza didn't hear you. All right, let me count. I have 5 yes, 7 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair's not voting.
So this fails.
Okay. We do have one other housekeeping matter that we do need to take care of, hopefully quickly. There's been a recommendation from the coordinating committee to whether we want to postpone the September the 1st meeting to the 8th. We can add this item to the agenda. Hopefully we can dispose of it quickly, whether we want to meet on the 8th or on the 1st, because that's a holiday.
Thank you. Bethune here.
Who is that?
Hey, Wesley is on.
Okay, so... the recommendation of the coordinating committee, we would like to, as at the time, sensitive issue, so we need to know whether we want to move forward to postpone that or just go forward with the 1st, September the 1st.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Serene.
So are you making a motion to discuss it now or to add it to the agenda?
I'm recommending that it be added to the agenda, hopefully early the first thing on. If someone wished to add it to the agenda, or maybe they do not, so then we can move on.
I'll second your motion. Well, after it's the committee, it doesn't need a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just deal with it.
Okay, so we'll make that the first thing on the agenda?
I object. We're this okay. should be at the end. This is new business.
How long does it take to set a date?
But, there's an objection, so we have to go to a vote on it.
And they're complaining about wasting time.
Okay, the motion is the first thing on the agenda is to decide whether we want to meet on the 1st or the 8th, and we're putting that the first thing on the agenda. There's been an objection. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay, I want to know if you could tell people specifically that the 1st is the Labor Day Thursday. That's the long weekend for people, so they understand why it's happening.
Yeah, the reason is, and I put it in the email, is because that's the holiday, Labor Day weekend, and a lot of members that they may not be able to make it or be on travel, and that's why the recommendation was to move it to the 8th.
So, point of order?
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
Yes, the motion from the coordinating committee is to change the September 1st BME meeting to the September 8th.
Yes.
That is the motion. It means yes. I'm sorry.
So we're just now
Mr. Chair, it means that yes is voting for the September 8th. right, for the change.
Oh, yes means you're adding it to the agenda so we can get to a vote. To
the bill for the stack.
Yes, Bill.
Not debatable, to remind everybody. Well, other people have been debating it. It's been allowed.
Bill, could you briefly tell us what you're
debating?
Okay, it's a Thursday. It's not the weekend, and the CFO needs to be there. He can't be there on the 8th.
Okay, we're not going into the subject. This is just to add the item to the agenda to have a discussion on it for 5 minutes. Okay, Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown. Can't hear you. Kesnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edward Steaker.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes.
Abstain.
Abstain. Gammon.
Abstain.
Abstain. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. No, Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thornton.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
No.
No. One moment. Brown, I didn't hear you. All right. I'm counting.
I would like to change my vote. Gammon, I want to vote yes.
Oh. Gammon votes yes. Okay. Let me count. I have 9 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. That's 10 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions. This passes.
Okay. So now we're now moving to the agenda on the continuation meeting. The first item is decide whether or not we want to meet, postpone the regular meeting on the, I think we voted for 5 minutes to discuss this. Hopefully we can dispose of it quickly. The motion is move the meeting from the 1st to the 8th. There has been some objection and unreadiness. We'll take a stack. Timekeeper is 5 minutes.
Margie. Margie wants to be on the stack.
Yes, Margie.
First of all, I think it is... I think it's horrifying to me that we're talking about not meeting again for 2 weeks, when if you read the CFO's report, if you talk to the management at your local station, you will find that Pacifica is in terrible, terrible shape financially, and that we have many very serious conversations that must be had. And to cancel a meeting in the face of that seems ridiculous to me. We have met before on Thursdays, on the Thursday before a 3-day weekend, and some people come to the meeting and some don't, and that's true of every single meeting we have. But I think that it sends a very bad message in terms of our seriousness about what's going on to tonight vote to deliberately skip a meeting that will be urgently needed, given that this meeting has a relatively limited agenda.
And Goodman, back, Serene.
Serene, then Bill, Serene.
I think you hear me, Dan Goodman.
Hey, Goodman.
Brianna.
Okay, we had Serene, Bill, Goodman, and Adriana.
Tony, I think Jan got in before me.
All right, Jan.
I just want to add to what Margie said, that especially if the CFO cannot be at the September 8th meeting, it makes it even more critical that we meet on September 1st, because we must meet with him. At least that's the way it seems to me.
Okay, Serene?
Okay. I don't appreciate this suggestion that people aren't concerned. if in fact they indicate that they're not going to be able to meet a particular date. It's probably something that we should have considered before, but you can vote yes or no based on your availability, your ability to be at the meeting without casting aspersions on others who cannot make it for whatever reason. So I know that I will not be available on the 1st. I will be voting to move the meeting to the 8th because I would very much like to participate. And in the half an hour or more that we've frittered away on this call, arguing about moving stuff that we know we have to do, we might have gotten some more done.
Point of information today, Mr. Chair. That's 5 minutes.
Okay. We're up on our time. Michael, you had a point of information. What was that related to?
Actually, yeah, it was a 3 minute.
CFO's on the call. If you could just say if he's available on the 1st or the 8th, that would be helpful.
He already said he wouldn't necessarily be available. He sent a written notice.
No, I didn't see that. Okay, thank you.
Timekeeper, what time do we have? Who is that, Bill?
We started at 8:03 Central, and it's 8:07 right now. On this motion. Yep. So it was 5 minutes, I thought.
Yes, it's 5 minutes. So how much time we have on the clock?
We have about another minute.
Okay, we have another minute. We'll go to Bill. You were next.
Well, you know, I sort of agree with Serena in that, you know, we're wasting a lot of time talking about this. We shouldn't have this at all. We put off the continuation meeting for 4 weeks. That's tonight. Now we're talking about delaying the next meeting. And why don't we just delay the meetings until next year? We've got some really serious, serious matters to talk about, as Margie mentioned, and we shouldn't just keep putting this stuff off. And the first Thursday of September, I mean, calling that Labor Day weekend is, I don't understand that. It's a Thursday. It's not Friday. It's not Saturday or Sunday or Monday. It's Thursday. Most people will be at work the next day. It's been on the agenda for I don't know how many months. So obviously people had time to plan for it. And I just think it's silly. It's worse than silly to keep delaying these meetings. So I'm opposed to it.
Okay. We're out of time. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll? This is to decide whether to move the meeting, the regular meeting, from the 1st to the 8th. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll?
Yes. Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune. Can't hear you. Brown. Can't hear you. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edward Secret.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes. Quintus? Can't hear you. Gammon?
Abstain.
Sorry?
Quintus, abstain.
Abstain. Gammon?
No.
No.
Yes, I'm sorry.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording.
Okay. Javon, what was your vote?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
No.
No. COVID votes yes. Novick.
Abstain.
Abstain. Nwangaza. Patel Adams.
No.
No. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
I'm sorry, I've lost track. Which way? I don't want to move the meeting, so do I vote no or yes?
You vote no.
Thank you. I'm voting no.
Wilkinson, no. Bethune?
Abstain. Hear you?
Abstain. Brown? Didn't hear you. Okay. All right, let me count. I have 5 yes, 7 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. So that's 6 yes, 7 no, 4 abstentions. It fails.
Okay. So we'll be meeting at the regular time, September the 1st. It's our regular meeting, 8:30 Eastern Time. Okay, what was the first item that we added? Was that the retirement?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that went after or just before the CFO report. So it's the two Roberts motions.
Okay. Which one was the first?
Which motion?
Which one was the first, and how much time we have on it? That was the was it the PRA?
The first one moment, is paying PRA, and there's no time.
Brian?
Yes, Brian.
I don't think we can have an informed decision about where to spend money until after we've gotten through the CFO's report. I'd like to move to table this.
Second.
I object.
Okay, it's been moved to table this item.
Janet, point of information?
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
Could the motion be read? It's a very short motion, so that the listeners will know what we're talking about.
Sure, if you can briefly read the motion.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the motion I have has two pages of whereases.
Well, no, this is,
PRA
this is
motion?
Not.
No.
This is not. It's two paragraphs. May I?
Yes.
Okay, it says, whereas the Pacifica National Office is funded by affiliate fees as well as by direct member donations and bequests and by station central services payments, but the Pacifica Archives is funded primarily by station central services payments and cannot make its listener donation goals without being granted access to the air, thereby rendering it more reliant upon central services, be it hereby resolved that for each month, the stations shall make their monthly central service payments to the Pacifica Radio Archives before making the same month's payments to the national office. That's it.
Okay, we had a motion to table. It's been seconded. Madam Secretary, can you call?
One moment.
And that's not debatable, right, Tony?
No, it's not a debatable.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Aaron.
Motion to table? Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes, Bethune. Can't hear you. Brown.
Yes.
Brown, yes. Casnave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edward Steakert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn, no. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. One more. Bethune, didn't hear you?
Yes.
Yes.
This is good.
Mongaza, yes.
Mongaza, yes. I'm counting. I have 12 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Not voting. So this this passes, sorry. It's tabled.
Okay, next item.
I'm so sorry. Can I just have a count again, please?
Could you repeat?
Sorry?
The count.
12 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions, 1 present, not voting.
Okay, thank you.
The next item that we have, do we have a time on this item?
Yes.
How much was the time?
10 minutes.
10 minutes, okay, timekeeper, yes. We got 10 minutes on this item.
For both motions.
Well, I guess we still have 10, we eliminated one, so I guess.
No, we didn't eliminate it. I'm sorry, Jan Goodman.
Yes, Jan.
We didn't eliminate it, we just tabled it. So I would say 5 for each one, so why don't we just go with 5?
Janet, point of order.
Yes, Marie. Janet, your point of order.
Well, the agenda has no time for A, for the first one that we just tabled. It does have 10 minutes for the second one. So that 10 minutes is assigned for the second one, not for the whole, for both of them.
But she, I assume she, I interpret what she just did as made a motion to put 5 minutes, and I don't know if I heard the second on it.
Jan Goodman.
I'm sorry, point of information.
No, I don't want to have a vote on it. I just go with, just try to get it done.
Okay, we'll go with 10 minutes. Serene, what's your question?
I was going to ask Janet to actually read the motion. Is this one of my motions?
This is your second motion.
I can't download.
Yes, it's your second one, but she retracted that, so we're going to go with 10 minutes. Okay, can we go now to the, we have 10 minutes on this item, Mr. Timekeeper, and now you're, could you briefly?
I'm pointing out permission to me.
Who is that? I can't hear. Who is that?
Serene, Mr. Point of Information. I think Adriana spoke at the same time.
Yes, what's your question?
Which of us are you recognizing?
I'll hear you and then Adriana. Adriana had a point of information.
I believe so. I heard point of something, but then I was also speaking, so I didn't hear her clearly.
But let's hear what your question, then we'll go to Adriana.
The 10-minute time will start after the reading of the motion, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Thank you.
Adriana, you had a question or point of order?
Yes, I was asking for the secretary, please, to read the motion.
Okay. Secretary, could you read the motion and we'll go into discussion on it?
Yes. This is a motion regarding KPFK's advanced central services payments. Until such a time that a well-thought-out plan is created to address past due central services around the network, any funds taken from KPFK for general organizational needs and obligations will be treated as KPFK's advanced central services payments.
Bill for the stack.
First we're going to hear Serene is going to motivate her motion, and then we'll take a stack. Serene.
Okay, thank you. So just to note that at the last meeting, and this shouldn't go into argument on the motion, but just a note that Adriana's motion at the last meeting addressed part of my motion. So I would like to just address the rest of it. Adriana passed a motion. Adriana brought a motion which passed that said that KPFK's advance for the elections and audit were going to be treated as advance money. So that part of my motion has already been dealt with by the board. You follow what I'm saying?
Just motivate. I mean, we'll, if there's any questions, we'll see if there's questions from the board.
I don't think you got what I'm saying. My motion essentially says, let's make a plan for how stations that owe money, you know, whether it's KPFK and the antenna or BAI on whatever or whatever the case is, let's make a plan for how stations have to pay back whatever monies they owe, but that the monies that KPFK fronted a month ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever, when we desperately needed to have those two things paid, should be considered advanced central services. Adriana came in last meeting with a motion that dealt with a part of my motion.
So there's no need for us to revisit that. We've already decided that Kay's money that was used is going to be treated as advanced dental services. What's left of my motion that has not been addressed is that there needs to be the creation of a plan for how patients pay back what they owe. So that's the only thing that's still on the floor as far as I see. And I would ask that that be referred to the Finance Committee to craft such a plan.
So you're making a modification to your motion that this be referred to the Finance Committee, the rest of it?
Right, because the other part has already been dealt with by the board via another member's motion.
Okay, so you're essentially amending it that this matter be referred to the Finance Committee, correct? Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Is there any objection to that?
Just Bill, I have an amendment to the original motion.
Okay, there's an objection.
Hold on. The motion to refer to committee takes precedence, and it's not debatable, Mr. Chair.
Okay. We've been advised that that's not a debatable motion, and it's to refer to committee is not debatable. But so we'll go through. That's been an objection, so we have to go to a vote on it.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
What's your question, Adriana?
My question is, what we are passing to the Finance Committee, you said, Serene, is only the part of your motion, right?
Right. That's what I want to be clear, that if there are two parts of the motion, and one has already been addressed by another member's motion, all that's left, all that's being referred, is the discussion of how patients pay their backup money.
Okay. We understand that? And there's been an objection, so we'll go to a vote to refer this matter to the Finance. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Was there a second?
Yes, I seconded it.
Michael seconded. Madam Secretary,
okay.
Can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
This is to refer to committee, right?
To
yes?
NFC, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, yes.
Yes. Alexander, yes. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castanave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn abstains. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza. Can't hear you. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Thornton.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes. Excuse me. Yes.
Yes. Okay, one moment. I have 14 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yeah, vote yes.
Yes, 15 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention. This passes, and I'm requesting that, Serene, would you please email your this motion, what you're referring? You're not referring the whole motion. Would you please email what you're actually referring?
Yes, Serene, could you submit your amendment and recommendation in writing? Okay. What was the next item we had on the agenda? Janet,
it's the retirement plan.
And how much time we had on this?
5 minutes.
Okay, Mr. Timekeeper, we have 5 minutes on this item. Janet, do you want to present this?
Yes, let me find it. I sent it. One second. I'm trying to do a gazillion things at once. Here it is. So I'm going to read the motion, and it basically speaks for itself, but maybe I'll comment a little bit after. Retirement plan motion. Resolved that Pacifica Foundation Retirement Plan, effective October 1st, 2015, the plan presented to this meeting is hereby approved and adopted, and that an authorized representative of the employer is hereby authorized and directed to execute and deliver to the administrator of the plan one or more counterparts of the plan documents. Resolved that the appropriate officers are authorized, empowered, and directed to do all acts and things necessary or desirable to effectuate the actions authorized herein. And then finally, resolved that the Pacifica National Board authorizes Interim Executive Director Lydia Brazan and Chief Financial Officer Shailendra S. Agarwal, Sam Agarwal, as the two trustees of the Pacifica Foundation Retirement Plan. So may I just say a few things about this?
You want to motivate?
Okay. Yeah, so we were contacted by the plan administrator. There had been a motion that was passed on November 5th by the PNB, but there was something, the name of the plan was incorrect, and so the correct name is Pacifica Foundation Retirement Plan. That's the actual name. The name in the November 5th motion was not that. And so that's one part of it. And the administrator said that the other name was unacceptable. The other part is that the November 5th motion had Lydia, the trustees being Lydia as chair and IED, and Tony as vice chair. So that actually, that would have to be changed too. So that's what the third part is about. I'm done. And well.
Okay. Is there any discussion or questions about this issue?
Bill.
Is there a second?
Do we get a second to approve?
Is Diana second?
Yes, Bill, you're on the stack.
Okay, well, I don't have an objection to changing the name of the plan if that's what it takes, but the motion looks like it's saying that we approve it, and I don't want to approve something I haven't even seen. So, if you clarify that, yeah. We need to amend it somehow that we're only changing the name of it. And then the other part is that I object to Lydia being named as a trustee. And I'd like to amend it to have Brian, if he's willing to do that. He's an employee, obviously, is interested in protecting the rights of the employees, and so I move that Brian.
I'm a beneficiary of the plan. I can't be a trustee.
No. Well, I'd rather have somebody on the board.
Point of order.
Adriana, what's your point of order?
I will really appreciate if everybody that present a motion have the motion ready and present it in writing, because if not, we'll just waste 10 minutes seeing how we'll accommodate the new motion.
Everyone should submit the amendments and everything in writing. Okay, anyone else want to speak to this item? Okay, we'll...
Tony, this is Grace.
Yes, Grace.
Okay, Bill asked a question, and the question was, is the totality of this motion just a name change?
Yes, Janet, you want to address that?
Yes, it's not a name change, it's a name correction.
Okay.
We'll go to...
But it doesn't say that, though. That's the problem.
I'm sorry. Points of order.
Right, bill for the stack.
Mr. Chair, can you instruct people that they cannot shout if they are not being called on the floor, even if they think that they are entitled to? Thank you.
Bill for the stack.
All right. Everyone be aware, and I think we're close to time, but Bill?
Well, I may have some more of a request for information. I don't see where it says that we're correcting the name. It says that we're approving the plan.
Janet, you want to address that again? What specifically you're recommending and what it is in writing you have?
This is, one second. The plan is in place. It's the one that is our retirement plan for, you know, it's our profit sharing plan. And when there was a change in the trustees, the motion that was passed on November 5th, 2015, had the wrong name listed in that motion. So the administrator, there was had been actually a change in the vendor for this plan, and maybe it's because it's the new vendor is telling us that this name in the motion has this resolution has to change, or you have to be corrected in order for them to continue with our plan, the plan that we have.
This is
point of information, Mr. Chair.
Oh.
And I don't have more information on that, but maybe Lydia or Sam can chime in on this.
Margie.
I was just brought in because I have to certify a motion, so that
point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana, what's your question? And Margie, I think she has a question.
No, I have something to say.
I believe that something has happened with the clock. The time has passed by. We want to keep discussing. Can we add time? Somebody wants to keep discussing this issue, but we keep the time.
Mr. Timekeeper, where are we on this item? We had 5 minutes on it.
Oh, well, we're at 6. I thought we had 10 minutes. Sorry. Now we're at 7.
We had 5 minutes on it.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid we're out of time. We're going to have to go to a vote on it. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the recommendation?
Yes, Aaron.
Pass.
Pass. Alexander.
Or pass.
Pass. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Pass.
Pass. Kesnade.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No, the motion doesn't say what
no.
I was describing.
Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Abstain.
Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Can you repeat exactly?
Oh, my God.
What that we're voting on, if we vote yes, we're saying we're approving of the change of the names and of whatever this retirement plan is. Is that correct?
Chair, may I respond?
Madam Secretary.
I read the whole thing once, and you have it in your agenda packet.
But Madam Secretary.
Not in your agenda packet, in an email.
Madam Secretary, she'd like a summary to know what she's voting on, that she can get that.
It's correcting the name of a, I'm sorry, it's correcting the name of a, for a resolution that was passed last November that had the wrong name, that the vendor is saying they need the name corrected.
Okay, I get it.
And?
That's sufficient. Yes.
Okay.
I vote yes.
Okay, Goodman votes yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Longaza.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Aaron, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander, you passed?
How about yes?
Yes. Brown, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. One moment. I have 16 yes, 1 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 17 yes, 1 no, 1 abstention. This passes.
Okay. Next item we have on the agenda?
I believe it's the CFO report.
Okay. Is Sam on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. How much time we have for this?
20 minutes.